socioeconomic situation of the southern borders is not great, and it's in decline. And we need to improve the economy here. And the most obvious way to get it started is through tourism. We could double tourism and you wouldn't even notice here. It's so quiet. And that would bring a lot of money and a lot of jobs into the area. And not just low-paid jobs. People tend to think, oh, tourist jobs, very low-paid. But actually, tourism is backed up by more construction, by all sorts of services, and all these things that, that all of the communities around here need, and which we need to have a decent amount of business in to keep our local tradesmen and other businesses. Accountants, lawyers, everybody benefits from an uplift in the local economy. So the designation as a national park would not only give us a lot of encouragement for tourism, it would generally boost the economy. The other aspect of it is that national parks in the UK are becoming places that people like to set up businesses. There is a trend, it's called super commuting, of people to work in relatively rural places and travel to work maybe once a week, once a month to places like London. We're well positioned for journeys to London. We're very close to Carlisle, 50 minutes from Carlisle, and you get trained to London in 3.5 hours. So it's we're not remote in that sense, even though it seems very remote when you come out here.